From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and we're going to hear some of your critiques of yesterday's show now. First, we reported on squid mania in Southern California. Giant squid have been flocking, and so are people who fish for them, including this guy.
Squid coming over, there's going to be ink flying all over the place, they're squirting out, it's just fun. There's like a membrane on it, take the skin off top and bottom, cut them in like little french fries, deep fry them, Cajun seasoning and a beer, you're good. It's going to be Super Bowl appetizer.
Well, the excitement over an appetizer of deep-fried calamari did not extend to Colleen Patrick Goudreau of Oakland, California. Her response was typical of many we received. She called the stories descriptions of squid fishing macabre at best and offensive at worst. And she writes, "I'm very disturbed by the casualness with which you talked about it." The other story we heard a lot of complaints about featured President Obama and the mayor of Las Vegas. Mayor Oscar Goodman was incensed at a comment the president made earlier this week. Mr. Obama said Americans should not, and we quote, "blow a bunch of cash on Vegas when you're trying to save for college." At that, Goodman blew up. It is the second time in a year the president has mentioned Vegas in a negative sense. The mayor had this to say about President Obama.
Everybody says I shouldn't say it, but I got to tell you the way it is. This president is a real slow learner.
Well, that offended a lot of you who found the comment unbecoming, and some of you were offended by our decision to cover the story at all. Judy Xanthopoulos of Cheverly, Maryland writes, "I am weary of these pseudo-news stories that discuss the firestorm that erupts over something the president said." And she concludes, "I would encourage NPR to rise above this fluff journalism and stick to what you do best, in-depth news reporting. I could not care less about the Las Vegas mayor's childlike response to the president." Well, thanks for your complaints and your other comments. You can write to us at our website, npr.org.